Hello, Mother. Hello, Father.
Before the break, we talked about getaways to the family cabin. For one Wisconsin family, they've been getting away to their place in the woods for decades, but they've been sharing that time with hundreds of people.
Earlier this summer, Lake Effect's Susan Benz traveled about 250 miles north of Milwaukee to a place where one family has offered generations of kids their vision of a hands-on nature experience for over 70 years.
Welcome first to Towering Pines Camp for Boys.
Welcome, girls, to Lake Nokomis.
A cluster of teens and preteens huddles on the pier along Lake Nokomis's northeastern shore. The girls are paying a special visit to compete in a camp ritual, the Dread Pirate Regatta. Will Dellinger divides the sailors into teams.
We have on the Xscape, Diego, Ross, and Tommy.
Growing up, Will's summers and that of his siblings meant camp. This season, the 23-year-old was counselor to a cabin full of 15 and 16-year-olds, and as you can hear, he was managing the camp's sailing program. Will's brother Jonathan is second in command at Towering Pines. He's old enough to remember their grandfather, John Jordan, the camp's creator.
I spent a lot of time riding around with Grandpa, even though he couldn't walk all that much at that point.
John Jordan's story was extraordinary. At age 18, the Illinois native visited this area for the first time with his girlfriend. Somehow he convinced his dad to invest in this property, selling their house to cover the down payment. John suggested starting a fishing resort, but his dad prevailed, and in 1945 they opened the boys' camp.
As long as I can remember, we were jumping in swamps and bogs, looking at pitcher plants, and seeing what's out in the woods and around campgrounds that we can use for various activities. And it all kind of intertwines.
John Jordan had polio, but never let it slow him down. It wasn't until late in life he gave in to motoring around the camp in a golf cart. It's those drives Jonathan cherishes, along with his grandfather's writings.
He took notes, and he wrote in memoirs. He recorded a lot for posterity, but he never tried to really write a book or anything like that. But we know much of what we know about camp because of the things that he wrote down, his records, his diaries, and his memoirs. And we try to carry on a lot of those as best we can.
As famished campers clamor into the dining hall, Jonathan's uncle, Jeff Jordan, shows me around. He's a high school physics teacher, but he's been running the camp for 30 years.
I originally thought I was going to be a chemical engineer, but then quickly figured out that that wasn't going to work too well if I wanted to come up here in the summer. So just like my dad, who was a fifth grade teacher.
Full disclosure, this reporter never spent summers at camp, not a one. So I may be romanticizing the atmosphere here. On one hand, young life permeates the air, while at the same time, the camp oozes history. Jordan pulls out a 1974 edition of National Geographic. That's the year Towering Pines was featured, resplendent with photos of kids lying shoulder to shoulder on the forest floor and getting a sense for the natural world from a raccoon's point of view. The program, called Acclimatization, aims to immerse the campers in the natural world.
There was a man by the name of Steve Van Meter, who was, if you look him up, he's very well known in ecology. He's kind of a guru, and he worked here for a number of years and developed this acclimatization program. And he wrote a book, which is a bestseller. Most camps will have it somewhere. Mm-hmm. The culminating activity is getting a block of soil, asking the kids to dissect it, so to speak, and then ask them to put it back together. And they realize, well, there's no way to put that back together.
2 miles due east on their own sand lake at Sister Camp Woodland, a group of girls have a good swim on their minds. The Jordan clan took it over in 1970. Growing up, this was one of Calla Craze's favorite activities. She's Jeff Jordan's niece and Will and Jonathan's sister. These days,
I teach swim lessons in the morning, and I'm like, oh, I would not trade my mornings at this Woodland waterfront for anything.
She not only teaches swimming, but also horseback riding. In between, Calla squeezes in coordinating all of the girls' camp programs. It may not surprise you, Calla echoes her brother's words. Camp set her life's course.
So I teach sixth grade math and science. Camp is why I became a teacher, you know, because when I became a counselor when I was 17, I just really loved it, and I was like, oh, all right, I want to teach.
The lines between school year and summer camp appear to blur.
The growth, it's just so awesome to watch. They show up and they they're nervous and they've never been away from home before and they're meeting all these new people and they're trying all these new things. And by the end of the summer, they're like, oh no, I'm staying here forever. You cannot take me home. And they're like masters at all of their activities. It's just awesome to see.
There are more family members entrenched in the camps you haven't met. For instance, Kala's mom keeps the books balanced and manages the kitchens at both camps. Her aunt directs the girls' camp. Matt Dellinger admits to feeling just a wee bit jealous of his sister, brothers, and other relatives. He too grew up at Towering Pines and savored summers as camp counselor. But today his work and growing family only allow him sporadic camp visits from his home in the Milwaukee area. We walk a fraction of the 500 acres his family stewards.
We go from the older forest into the younger forest, and it'll become more bright and colored with leaves and sun coming through leaves. That transitions up here a bit. You'll notice that the horses come through with the girls, so they get a nice ride through here.
It's clear Matt and his family take their legacy to heart.
It takes a long time for these ecosystems to be put together the way that they are. But it only takes a moment to just disturb all of that. And if you want to see that masterpiece again, you're going to have to wait a few thousand years. Around here, maybe.
Matt thinks back to his last conversation with his grandfather, camp founder John Jordan.
He said you retire when you die. And that's pretty much, he went to the last minute.
Did he?
Yeah, and I mean, a week before he died, he and I were sitting at his house strategizing how to keep the camp stable for the future.
Matt's son, Emmerich, simply assumes his dad will figure that out. The 5, now 6-year-old, already has a list of camp favorites.
I've done sailing, I've done tennis, I've done horse riding, and what? I also did archery, and I did riflery.
So what's your favorite thing when you come here?
Riflery.
Emmerich's words would be music to his great-grandfather's ears. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
I tried a chipmunk and a different one.
Yeah, and you hit the target once, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Towering Pines Camp for Boys and Camp Woodland for Girls are located in northern Wisconsin, not far from Eagle River. You'll find pictures from both at wuwm.com.